Welcome back inside the Bob's Discount Furniture Studios and Patriots this week. And guys, on Sunday, poor officiating did not cost the New England Patriots a loss against the Buffalo Bills. But nonetheless, it was not a shining moment out there for Pete Morelli and his crew in particular when they weren't set as the Patriots quick-snapped it on Buffalo.
Yeah, and that's the one to bug me because it wasn't really an accelerated turbo. So when Tom Brady runs that turbo offense, it's after a big play or he's trying to catch the positional group on defense to not allow them to switch. So he gets up there and hurry up and snaps it. Jacoby kind of did that. This wasn't a hurry-up move. The problem was you had the guy not set to the left. Pete Morelli's Pete Morelli. I mean, we've called games with him. Tony Corrente, I think some of these guys are getting older. There is a lot of human error out there. The Edelman non-call down the sideline, I thought, was ridiculous. But other than that, I mean, if you line up in a neutral zone, you're going to get flagged for it.
I think greater aggravation is just having to watch it. You guys having to call the game, us having to cover it.
It breaks the momentum of the game up. That's the problem.
It's literally, and I notice that there in Gillette how they light up the screen with yellow every time there's a flag. I swear the stadium was yellow like half the afternoon. The interruptions of play, you know, it's every other play. There goes with a flag. We have to stop. We have to listen to Pete talk again. It gets really aggravating, especially when they're so inconsistent.
What about the Cleveland Browns, this week's opponent? They're down 4 and game against Washington. Duke Johnson, running back, loses the ball, but then he recovers it. He's got it coming out of the pile, but possession is awarded to Washington.
What do? Do you file a complaint with the league? You put it in on a Tuesday note? That's all you can do.
Well, the biggest issue to me there was just the lame league reaction, and that's the biggest issue. They come out, everyone with your plain eye can see that Duke fumbled it, fell right upon it, stood up, handed it, and you have a female official. That shouldn't be an issue, but it felt like cover it. I understand because the NFL is really bad with culpability. This is a group that had a $1 billion settlement and wouldn't agree that they did anything wrong. So, no, are they the kind of people who are going to come out and say, hey, we made a mistake this week, that was bad, we'll correct it next time. No, they say it would have been the right call.
I thought celebration was supposed to be a unified one where you have three guys getting in on at the same time. Guys shooting arrows. I did that back in the day down in the Georgia Dome down in 1995. If you're getting fined now for shooting arrows, I mean, they're not doing the throat slash. I mean,
hey,
the rules now are ridiculous.
Hey, archers in the street is a big issue in America, though.
Archers in the street. I thought it was clowns.
The clown archers, then you're screwed.
And of course, it points to a larger concern long term. Viewership. The ratings are down for NFL games, especially in primetime, significantly through the first 4 weeks of the year.
For me, the biggest thing here is what do they really care about? And I think fans start to detect, like, what's most important here? Is it football? Do we come to watch football? Or do we come to watch the NFL's version of football, which is an abomination in my view? The most thing that matters is what goes on inside the 100. And when you get off the field, and a lot of what dictates outcomes is what the guys with the flags decide to do after the players stop playing their games. That's a problem, and I think fans start to get sick of it. You know, it's not that they're not going to tune in, but do they stay tuned in to the end? Or do they flip and say, oh, this is aggravating?
We'll talk about Tom Brady right after this.